You should never fear another person. You should never have rancor towards another person because of what they have and you don't have. This would never happen if you understand that it's always from Allah, and Allah has chosen this situation to happen. Equally, you can dislike somebody's action if it's sinful, but you won't take it personal. You won't say, so-and-so is a real bad person. You know, he tripped me as I was walking into the masjid. But it came from Allah, and what he did was wrong, and you have the right for that not to happen, but you don't hold it personally because you were going to trip anyway, and that foot was going to come out anyway, whatever his intention was. And so it's this deeper understanding that everything that happens in your life is in accordance to what Allah has desired and chosen for you at every single moment. It frees you from associating any kind of power to other created beings. It doesn't mean that they're free from the responsibility of what they intended. Of course they're responsible for that. So if somebody intends to do something harmful and they do it, obviously they're responsible for that on the Day of Judgment and even in this life. But it's not personal. And you shouldn't get upset about it in a personal way. And this is really like the solution to huge interpersonal problems that people face, right? When you don't get along with family or other people, or I hate that person, right? There's no reason to hate that person. Whatever they did is what Allah would have chosen for them to do. So just accept it, thank Allah that you're not in their condition, and move on, and actually make dua for them. And I think that's one of the things that he mentioned later on. This is one of the best solutions for when you're feeling some kind of enmity towards someone, is you make dua for them that Allah give them good. Not, oh Allah, make them better, right? But increase them in every kind of good. And, yes?
So you're saying, though, if somebody has a bad intention, does something bad to another person, that you're just supposed to accept that?
And this is contrary to our natures, I know. I know. It doesn't, so that acceptance doesn't entail that you don't take the appropriate means to avoid further harm. So a good example is you have someone in your life who steals from you. You know, they're stealing, right? They come to your home, they're gonna walk out with something every single time. So you don't invite them to your home anymore. That's perfectly fine. You should take that means to solve that problem, right? But don't hate them for stealing from you. You can ask for your items back too. I need that fork back. It's really, it's my favorite fork. And I just can't eat without it. So give me my fork back. This is also correct. Assalamu alaikum. This is also, you should do that, right? You can't just let them get away with it. But what you shouldn't do is have any hatred in your heart towards them. Just make dua that Allah gives them good in their life. Not even, stop them from being a thief, although that's a good dua to make too. But don't just do it like, stop them from stealing from me. Because they have bigger problems, obviously. And your anger and your hatred of them and your, you know, real dislike, like, I can't stand that person. They're always coming in my house and taking something. It's not going to do anything for you or them, and actually it's going to harm you. So it's not just, you know, have this happy-go-lucky, whatever, it's fine. That's not it. You take the means, you do it within the Sharia, right? What's permissible, demand your rights back, stop inviting them to your home, but don't have any kind of negative emotions towards them.
But then it takes it away from being something that's personal.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a whole other problem. You're going to have to try to set some boundaries, whatever the situation is, right? If it's a situation that's very serious, like sometimes people live with someone who is physically harming them, right? You should try to seek the means to get out of there as soon as possible. One of the other keys, and I don't know if it's mentioned in this book or not, but this is a truth. That you can't fix other people. It's absolutely impossible. You can give advice, you can talk to people, and it might have an effect, but you can't fix others, especially not if you haven't even fixed yourself yet. But even then, you're not fixing another person. So don't rely on that as you're out from whatever the situation is. And if you're stuck with them, if there's no way out, right, if you have to be with that person, seek help from Allah, seek every, you know, actual physical means for preventing whatever harm is being caused. Take, you don't have to, you know, just sit there and take it in any regard, ever. But not making it personal makes it easier for you to address the issues and find a solution.
Mustaqim is not a straight path as it's oftentimes described as. It's not a straight path. Why? The straight path, if you advance very early on in your life, you could just stop. You could put the car in neutral. You could put the car in park. No. Al-Mustaqim